Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco on the Fan.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesco on the Fan on this Tuesday, the 8th day of October. As the Yankees will now sit back with their feet up and wait and see what the future brings. And what it'll probably bring is the Astros. And if you're a Yankee fan, what you're hoping for is at least you can't hope for Tampa because that's too much to hope for. I mean, that will take a lot. Because that will take not only beating Verlander on short rest, it'll mean beating Cole on full rest. That's a lot to ask. Really a lot to ask. But what you'd like to do is somehow get past this game with Verlander tonight and then make them pitch Cole because that will disrupt their rotation to the point where it will make the Yankees, I think, probably the favorites for the series. I think it could be that big. So it really does change. Now, if Verlander wins today, or if they win the game today, Verlander slots right in the two spot on full rest on Sunday, so it doesn't really impact anything because you still got Cole and Verlander 1-2, and there's nothing, no change, no real big deal there. So the bottom line is you want to be a Rays fan of the biggest, highest order today if you're a Yankee fan. The Yankees, you know what? They just outclassed Minnesota and everything they did last night. And Minnesota's got to be like, what do we have to do to beat the Yankees? They get the guys on base against Severino. Severino wiggles off the hook time after time in those first couple of innings. They hit the ball hard. The Yankees make the play, whether it's Torres or Didi in the ninth. And Didi in the ninth changed what would have been a very different game. If that ball gets by Didi, we have a completely different ninth inning. And maybe a ninth inning that not going to like very much. But that ball with two men on base, I mean, him stretching out and making a great play there changes the game, and it's an easy 5-1 win for the Yankees, who had the best player in the series, Torres, who is quickly becoming one of the best players in the sport. And it was good to see guys step up like Didi, Tanaka, guys we've come to trust in the postseason, doing what they do well in the postseason, and that is get big hits, make big plays. And, you know, people were starting to grumble about Didi a little bit. Didn't like the way he finished the season. Really hated what he did in game one. And then all of a sudden, you saw him become Didi again. So in the field and at the plate, have a good series with the bat, get big hits, owns the Twins and then making a big play in the ninth inning. Torres had a great series, and the Yankees outpitch them dramatically and go on to a one-sided rout of the Twins. And the Twins don't want to see the Yankees ever again, win 101 games, and again go down three straight times in the postseason. And the other games in the postseason, dramatic. I mean, the National League has been great baseball, and you got great Game 5 tomorrow and a lot of pressure on the Dodgers. The one team playing with a lot of pressure tomorrow. You got one game tonight, of course, and that is the bullpen against Verlander in Tampa for a Game 4 this evening. And then you're hoping push a Game 5 Thursday night. And then two classic Game 5s. And that's why they like the five-game series, is it gives the underdogs a chance. It does. It really makes it a lot more unpredictable when you play five-game series. And now the Cardinals behind Molina bounce back, tie the series up, now force a Game 5 back in Atlanta. And you have Strasburg against Buehler, and the Dodgers facing not only a hot pitcher but a lot of pressure to win this series. And the Nationals are a little different team this year. We've talked about that a lot of times this year. The Nationals were a different team. They had a different feel. They've just seemed like there was a lot more cohesiveness, a lot more clutch in this team this year. They've already shown that this is a team that couldn't close out many series where they had a chance to win, and now they win the wild card, they come back, they do this, and now they force the fifth game against the Dodgers tomorrow night. So you got back-to-back great games tomorrow night, a pair of Game 5s, and a whole lot of pressure on the Dodgers in their Game 5. So baseball, as it does in October, living up to it, and the Yankees get a cakewalk against Minnesota and get ready for what will probably be Houston. Just this is what you need to know. If Tampa should win this series, the Yankees will host Games 1 and 2 on Saturday, starting on Saturday. And if not, Games 3, 4, and 5 will be back at Yankee Stadium on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night. One game will start at 5:07. The other two will be night games. If Houston wins as expected, and I think it's way too much to ask of this Tampa team, if they get it to a fifth game, they've had a miraculous run. You're not going to expect them to beat Cole in Game 5 with what he has done this season. To beat Verlander and Cole back-to-back will be very, very tough. But they've at least forced the issue here and made it a series with their win yesterday, and they'll try and see if they can push things. So very good performance by the Yankees. You had to like what you saw out of Severino. You had to like what you saw out of Didi. You had to like what you saw for the most part out of the bullpen and all the way around. I mean, we can nitpick a couple things here, but for the most part, it was a very easy, very matter-of-fact series for the Yankees. And the Yankees not only outpitched them, we talked about it from the start of the series. The Yankees were the better team defensively, and do not discount what defense means. Just look at the play Torres makes with the scoop by LeMayu at first base and shut that inning down. And then the play that Didi makes in the ninth, which turns a game from, turns it into a, you know, easy 5-1 game instead of what it could have been with who they had coming up if that ball goes up the gap and past Didi in that inning. And that was an incredible play by Didi against with Chapman, you know, facing a little trouble. He got the single, then the walk, then the strikeout, and then that P that he hit. And Didi makes a brilliant play to thwart a rally in the ninth inning and shut down the Twins. So the Yankees, as we said, put their feet up and get to relax a couple days and get ready for the ALCS. And you have to like everything you've seen from them in this series, knowing full well that there is a very big challenge awaiting them in this Houston team, especially if Verlander wins as we expect him to tonight. I expect Verlander to be good on short rest. He's Verlander. I mean, I just expect him to be good. That's all. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything else. And if for some reason he's not, they've got the guy they want backing him up on Thursday. So that's a very tall order for the Rays, who have had a wonderful season and continue to show you what how much they do with so little is a remarkable thing. Football game last night, I was dead wrong. I thought Cleveland was going to play him well, and it had nothing to do with what Mayfield did at the start of the game, okay? That's sort of nonsense. Bottom line is, Cleveland's got a problem on their offensive line, and San Francisco's defensive front was so overpowering in that game, and Cleveland did such a lousy job against the run early with Breida. They weren't ready for the start of the game. They got down early. They unleashed the pass rush. Mayfield is a turnover quarterback. He is completely overrated. He has been since day one. I've told you that since day one. He really is inaccurate at times, and he gets rattled easily, and he's not nearly as good as everyone makes him out to be. And Mayfield to Beckham has been a complete dud. Last two games, two catches in each game for 35 yards. And Lozier, remember, complaining, oh, wait until he gets with a quarterback. You know what? In his first 3 years with Eli Manning, he had 288 catches and 35 touchdowns. 288 catches, 35 touchdowns. Remember, he had 91 catches and 12 touchdowns in 12 games in his rookie year. He had 101 catches and 10. He had 96 and 13. He broke records his first 3 years with Eli Manning as his quarterback. Tell me when he gets those kind of stats with this quarterback. Right now, he's got one touchdown after five games and 20 catches. People are so dumb, it's just unbelievable. It really is. It's amazing, some of the things they say. I mean, think about it. Let me know when he gets anywhere near the stats he put up with his first 3 years with Eli Manning. I mean, my God, his stats this year are awful. 23 catches and one touchdown. And the last two games, four catches, 35 yards, not even a factor. As Mayfield was atrocious and their offensive line was atrocious, their running defense atrocious, as the Niners now go to 4-0 with a quarterback, with a pass rush, and putting a team very quietly together, methodically on the right way. They are a team that is ahead of schedule. I'm not expecting big things this year, but they are doing it the right way. And it shows you when you put people in charge who know what they're doing, who understand how to build. You see what happens. And they have now put the Niners back on track. And they have a very, very bright future. They got to keep their quarterback healthy, which is not an easy thing for them to do. He's a little bit brittle, but he's talented, and they have a lot of talent on that team, including a terrific front four defensively. Baseball is the story, though, of the moment. We'll open up and get your calls right after this.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.